Chapter 3. Mr. Brocklehurst. The girls had lessons all morning. After lunch, they went out into the garden. Jane heard one of the girls coughing.
Are you all right?
Yes, it's nothing. Just a cough.
I'm Jane. What's your name?
Helen. Helen Burns.
Are you an orphan?
Yes. Nearly all the girls here are orphans. This is a charity school.
Is it Miss Temple's school?
No, unfortunately. She's very kind, but she's only the head teacher. The school belongs to Mr. Brocklehurst. He buys our food and clothes, but he doesn't come here very often.
In the afternoon, there was a history lesson. The teacher, Miss Scratchard, did not like Helen.
Burns, you are a dirty girl. You haven't washed your hands and face today. Bring me the rod.
Helen went to the cupboard and returned with the rod. Miss Scratchard took it and hit her with it.
When will you learn to do what you are told?
The other girls watched in silence. After the lesson, Jane saw that there were tears in Helen's eyes.
It wasn't fair. Nobody could wash this morning. Why didn't you tell her?
It doesn't matter, Jane.
One morning, some weeks later, there were excited whispers in the classroom.
Mr. Brocklehurst is in the school.
He's coming in here.
Jane felt afraid as Mr. Brocklehurst entered the room with Miss Temple.
The cook has informed me that a lunch of bread and cheese was served 3 weeks ago.
Yes, I ordered it. The girls were all hungry. They had only burnt porridge for breakfast.
Madam, these girls must not be accustomed to luxuries. They must learn to suffer and be patient. It is good for their immortal souls.
Suddenly, he pointed to one of the girls.
Miss Temple, what is the meaning of this? That girl has curls in her hair. Curls!
But that is her natural hair.
Natural? That hair must be cut off. These girls are here to learn modesty, not vanity.
Jane wanted to hide at the back of the class, but to her horror, she dropped her book.
Who is that careless girl? Ah, it's you. Jane Eyre. Come here and stand on this stool. I have something to say about you. Look at this child, everybody. She seems innocent, but her kind aunt has told me about her true character, and I want to warn you all. She is a deceitful liar. Stay there on the stool. Nobody must speak to her for the rest of the day.
That evening, Helen found Jane crying.
What he said about me isn't true. But now everybody will dislike me.
Don't worry, Jane. We are all sorry for you. Nobody believes what he said.